Can you take anything from the preseason game at all?
A little. You can, because they pretty much have the same personnel, you know, without their star running back. But, you know, Spiller's no slouch either. So we got our hands full. We just got to bring that same intensity we did back then.
How does Stevie Johnson rank up there? I mean, you face pretty much every top wide receiver in the league this year, it seems like.
He's tough, you know, and watching him on tape, you know, I watched the Jets game, Chargers game. Their corners had a hard time with him, and that's one thing he's good at is getting off the ball and, you know, making people kind of look stupid. And if we could just limit those plays, especially down the field, you know, we could do a good job against him.
What do you see from Fitzpatrick?
Well, I think recently he's been struggling just because, you know, ball hasn't been bouncing his way. You know, early in the year, everything was bouncing their way. For some reason, I mean, it's not like he's playing bad. It's just, you know, things are just not happening for him right now. But, you know, I hope that continues this week.
I didn't watch the whole game, but I recall when Revis was on him quite a bit and tried to be real physical with him on pressing him. Was that his strength, just getting off that?
That is, because if you want to talk about Revis, that's one of his strengths is bump and run. And he gave him fits. You know, he did a good job in the end, but, you know, he's tough. He's one of the toughest out there because of that.
Chip, you were a little tough after the game, talking about the mistakes and the miscommunications and things that happened. What's it been like this week trying to iron some of that stuff out?
A lot better. You know, the focus is there. You know, I feel real good about the past 2 days of practice because guys seem to be refocused. And, you know, we felt like we were going to do good things in that game, but, you know, when the pressure's on, you got to make it carry over from practice, and it didn't as well.
Dawkins was obviously very missed in that game, and then you're the next up veteran guy. How can you help those rookies in that position and with the communication and things like that?
Well, really, not depend on them to get me lined up, you know, do my job. And then, you know, maybe I could, you know, dip and dabble in what they have to do and try to correct them if they make mistakes or whatever it may be. You know, any questions they have, you know, just be there for them.
Is it a kind of a luxury you've had or something you take for granted to have guys like John Lynch and Dawkins?
You know, I've been lucky enough to have them every year I've been here. So it's amazing to have a veteran like that beside you because, you know, it's one guy you never have to worry about.
Yeah, how difficult is it to worry about your position but then also teach at the same time in those instances?
It kind of comes with the territory. The older you get, the more you kind of fall into that role and because of experience. And, you know, I welcome it because, you know, there's a lot of things in my brain I can give, and I just hope guys want to take it from me.
A loss is never a good thing, but maybe the timing of it, and now you've got two games and obviously hopefully a playoff run, so is it maybe a good thing when you talk about getting refocused and making sure to not just do your job, but you can look back and make sure the rooks are in the right place?
Absolutely. You hate to go through a loss to get you to do that, but, you know, whatever it takes. I mean, we still in it. We still got a chance. You know, we can't worry about other teams or what they're doing. We got to take care of our business on Sunday, and, you know, everything will fall into place.
What do you think of Spiller, Champ? He's lining up wide receiver, running back, quarterback, everywhere.
Well, I know one thing. When he lines up wide, we treat him like he's a wide receiver. So he's that fast. He's special. You know, I remember him coming out, and I mean, even in the preseason, that guy's he's fast. I mean, he could play corner. That's how fast he is.
Your coach is saying that you learn more after a loss. Does that hold true in this level of football?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah. You hate to lose, you know, to try to learn lessons, but. You know, if you're fortunate enough to still be in a good position when you lose, you know, it sometimes can be good for you. But none of us like it. Yeah, we learned a lot from it, and we're just going to keep pushing forward.
Chip, talking to Dennis Allen, I mean, when you look at some of the games where you guys had that success, you know, obviously the Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford's, Brady's, you know, they've done that to a lot of different teams. But he said that's kind of the next step for this defense. While you guys kind of have this defense, it's still the first year of this defense. There's still young players. Is that kind of, do you agree that it's kind of the next step you guys have to take to when teams can hurry up and, you know, do things as quickly as those quarterbacks can?
Yeah, we got to play good against the good ones. And, you know, we did. Again, those are three very good quarterbacks. They're probably all going to be Pro Bowl quarterbacks this year. You know, we got to show up when we play guys like that. I mean, week in and week out, you see them. So we got in order to win in the playoffs, you got to see that every week. So we got to play better.
Speaking of the Pro Bowl, do you guys already vote, or you're voting later today? I think
about an hour from now.
Is it how much stock do you put into that? I mean, obviously it's very important to you. Do you take your time going through that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you want to make sure the people that deserve it get in, you know, and not just somebody we just know, and you're not looking at stats and this and that. You kind of look at the whole body of work people do and, you know, go from there.
Who's somebody on this team that should get a look that may not because they're not necessarily a household name?
Clady, Cooper. It's a lot. There's a few. Dawkins. Well, Dawkins, everybody knows Dawkins. DJ Williams. He said not a household name. man.
You want 11?
Vaughn, Elvis. I mean, that's a few guys that kind of deserve to get in. The only thing we heard Elvis is missing games. That was it.
Tampa, you guys control your own destiny in the AFC West. How exciting is that for you after the last couple of years that you've had around here?
Oh, man. Just to be in position to get it, you know, obviously we got to go take it, but it's a good feeling because we know if we win, we get in, and that's what it's all about.
Think there's a chance they may throw a ball your way this week?
Absolutely. I plan on getting quite a few this week.
Is it tough to not look at the schedule and say, look at week 17 and say, Kansas City week 17, come on, man. After all of the history of Kansas City while you've been here?
I know, and I can remember a couple years ago they embarrassed us. It was the last game of the season. Yeah, we don't see that happen. We'll wait to talk about that when it comes, but, you know, it's definitely a game that, you know, going to mean something next week.
The added drama of a guy you've gone up against in practice for years.
Yeah, we'll discuss him next week.
We haven't asked you a lot about it. Leaving an extra day early, I mean, I know you're somebody that takes care of their business and a coach likes this as a business trip. Where do you come down on leaving the extra day early and getting
it's out? It's fine. You know, either way, you got to be a pro about it. If your coach wants to do it, do it. You know, make the most of it. I think it's kind of good because you kind of get away from the distractions as well, so especially around holiday time.
What are you looking forward to doing Christmas?
Well, I think we'll have that day off, so I'll be relaxing, you know, just kind of kicking back, opening some gifts.
You got a favorite memory as a kid?
Favorite memory? Yeah, I got my first bike. I was about 7, 8 years old, I think. And I do remember it was a white bike. Probably still got it somewhere thrown around back in the house, but you know, I just remember that because everybody had one for the years before that. I finally got my first one when I was about 8 years old.